The International Council of Tree Growers have given me 24 hours to write a new Christmas song, and if they like it, David Hasselhoff is going to sing it Christmas Day on Belgium's Got Talent. Do you know what this could do for me? What it could do for my career? But the thing is that they've sent these two young vice presidents to watch me, and they're stressing me out. I've got Christmas by the balsam, no need for you to pine.
That's not a good song.
You call that a song?
Man, these executives get younger every year. Okay, how about this? You can keep your Christmas goose. I like blue Norway spruce.
You're too a songwriter.
Here comes a moose.
Can you write a song about a tree?
You guys are putting a lot of pressure on me. I mean, I put a lot on myself, and you know, this is no way to write a Christmas song. I can't stand it. Wait, stand it. Can't stand it. Maybe Christmas tree stands? Maybe there's something here. I was in a Christmas funk till you screwed that bolt into my trunk.
You're fired!
I don't want to see your face again. Thanks for nothing.
Writing a Christmas song is harder than you think. But our guests today have picked out some really good ones. And now he can tie King Wenceslas to seven major commodity scandals. Colin McEnroe.
People have very strong reactions to it's mainly, I think, to the songs they hear all the time. And one of the things we're going to do today with Eric Dan, Joan Halliday from the Happy Club, is play you some Christmas songs that you possibly have never heard before, which means that they're beginning with a clean slate. You don't associate them with some drunken relative or some, you know, miserable experience you had a few years ago. There's still time to do that, of course. You can have other miserable experiences. So we have our little pop music roundtable here that we do occasionally. And obviously, as it's the holidays, we thought that we would dig through our playlists. Do you guys actually do you have like a little Christmas playlist like on your iPod or something like that? You know?
I'm ashamed to admit I have no iPod, but I have more holiday music than you could possibly believe.
I don't think that's a shameful thing anyway. I think not having an iPod is probably cooler than having an iPod these days.
It's not because of coolness.
Well, you could say it was because of coolness.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could before
that's
you just
exactly
went on record.
Why.
Yeah. Yeah. How about you? Do you have like a...
You know, I just started creating one a couple weeks ago, even before we talked about doing this show. Mm-hmm. So I hadn't gotten very far with it yet because I was being really picky about what I was going to put in it.
Something like John Cusack or something. You're like sitting there with the headphones on.
Pretty much.
Exactly
there are
right.
rules, Colin. There are rules.
There are rules. I do. I have one on my iPod because I've actually gone from hating Christmas music to actually kind of liking it. And I even like some really, really horrible Christmas songs, one of which you'll hear at the end of the show. But we're going to play some good ones for you here. We're going to start on Joan Halliday's playlist. Do you want to start with John Wesley Harding? He's the first one on the list here.
Sure. Okay. Let's do that.
And John Wesley Harding is kind of, I'll just give Patrick a little chance to find it. He's like the guy who sounds kind of like Elvis Costello, I always think.
Do you think that?
He sounds like somebody. I think he sounds like Elvis Costello.
Maybe it's because of his accent.
It could be that. All right. So this is called?
Talking Christmas Goodwill Blues.
So deck your halls with mistletoe and save your sense and hope it snows and watch some old films on TV, but don't knock down the Christmas tree. 'Cause you'll be cleaning up pine needles in July. That's a universal truth, unfortunately. Christmas hootenanny.
Okay, I can actually see this becoming annoying at a certain point.
I think the charm in the song actually becomes, when you listen to the lyrics a couple of times, every chorus and verse is just really funny.
Yeah.
And I just love John Wesley Harding anyway.
Yeah.
So
He's obviously he's in good spirits, and it does bring a smile to the face. And it reminds me of the old Peter, Paul, and Mary talking candy bar blues, which was a little bit more fraught somehow. do we like any songs, like, for example, I'm trying to think what the last hit Christmas song was that really
Mariah Carey
is
probably
Mariah Carey,
it probably
think,
was
yeah.
Actually, someone I know over Twitter said to me that she hopes that we would talk about that Mariah Carey song. She says she hopes someone would have selected that song.
All right, well, the people in that control room hate that song. Okay, they hate it. That would be Patrick.
I think Patrick has just chewed off his fingernails.
<That's right. laughs> They don't like the song. I don't mind that. What the song we're talking about, by the way, for those of you who are in the dark, is called All I Want for Christmas Is You. It was featured very prominently in the film Love Actually. And I don't mind it. I don't actually own a copy of it or anything, but I don't mind it.
I own a copy of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I burned it on iTunes and I listen to it a lot because if I had guilty pleasures, that would be mine.
So you burn it on iTunes to not listen to it on your iPod?
Right. Because my daughter has an iPod. My son has an iPod. Okay. Everyone in the house has one but me.
I'm starting to understand why you don't have an iPod. You know?
There's just no need.
But I have a huge iTunes account.
So what do you think about that song?
You know, I don't hate it. I'm indifferent to it. I guess that's my position about that song. There are other songs that I consider sort of holiday guilty pleasures.
We're going to play in just a second one that Eric brought called Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, which I think is actually one that it's not a hit song or anything like that. It's a song a lot of people seem to really like. Before that, let's take a call. And see, I'm not going to be able to agree with this guy. But here's Chris from Bristol. Hi, Chris.
I was just calling in. In regards to the song Little St. Nick by the Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with it?
Way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you all been told. With a real famous cat. Yes, I'm familiar with that song.
The whole idea of surf music, surf Christmas music,
run, ring.
I could never get past that.
That makes me run.
You know what? It's not even that part that kills me. I feel like the Beach Boys sometimes get a free pass on stuff just because of Brian Wilson's genius. On everything else, but that song, the Christmas comes this time each year. Oh,
okay. I have to say, I love that song.
And it makes my spirit sink. And
I think
when I called in at first, I thought maybe we should take all the CDs and records of it and meet up at Shea Stadium.
Disco demolition.
No, it'll be like Fahrenheit 451. Yeah. I'll have to preserve them somehow. Before Eric came to work at The Current, I think this is before his time, we used to, in fact, have a little group sing-along of that song, and we had a reporter there named Andy Craig, who didn't really sing but had kind of a deep voice. And so his only job, if you remember at the end of the bridge, somebody from the Beach Boys says, "You don't miss no one." And so that was Andy's part. He had to sing that.
I am pleased to say that was indeed before my time at The Current.
I don't think you would have participated even if it had been in your time. So anyway, you have a lot of support here, Chris, for hating that song. There's actually, of course, a lot of other Beach Boys Christmas songs that are equally annoying or endearing, depending on "He's the Man with All the Toys."
I happen to like a lot of popular schlocky Christmas stuff, so I'm not shaking my finger at anyone.
All right, we've got Ruth from Canton on the line, Mark from New Britain, but let's go to one from Eric Danton's playlist. This is the Pogues' "Fairy Tale of New York."
I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
Well, there's something kind of infectious about that.
I love that song. That is my, hands down, my favorite Christmas song.
Yeah, we actually got an email even before the show started from Tom Trombley saying he hoped that was going to be on somebody's list.
Yeah, I almost picked that one too.
Yeah.
Yeah. It really is terrific, actually. And I don't have that on my iPod. I'll have to remedy that situation. So we are talking about Christmas songs. And kind of the idea is, obviously, there are a lot of Christmas pop songs that drive people crazy. There are also, as I pointed out in an earlier introduction, a lot of Christmas pop songs that people think they know, but they really don't. The most obvious of these, you can see I participate in a lot of sing-alongs. It turns out nobody really knows the words to Jingle Bell Rock. In fact, they don't. All they know is the bridge. They know Jingle Bell Time is a swell time, but the rest of it could be about the Federal Reserve Bank for all they know, and they have no clue. So there are a lot of those kind of pop songs that also Rocking Around the Christmas Tree, a lot of people don't know the words to. But as you suggest, I think Mariah Carey is like the only person to really kind of break through with anything over even the last five, 6 years, maybe.
I think there's just such a saturation now. I start getting holiday albums in the mail in August, and there may just be too many for anything to break out and be a hit, unless it's used in a movie like Mariah's was. And there's always that horrible Kenny G, Auld Lang Syne thing that was a hit for some...
Okay, I'll join with you in hating that.
Unknown reason.
Yeah, me too. The 70s were big, though, for holiday like rock and pop music.
Here's one I don't... This is Mark from New Britain was going to encourage to play. We got this out of the way for you, Mark.
Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder with Fairy Tale in New York. You know, Merry Christmas from the Drunk Tank. How can you top that?
Yeah.
I was going to, put in the word for the Grouches here. There's another one that often comes to mind that nobody thinks of as a Christmas song because it is primarily a Christmas song. Ewan McCall did a song about the traveling people of Ireland called Go Move Shift.
Yeah.
And very, very few people I know have actually heard it, but the second from last verse is the eastern sky, it was hung with stars, but one shone brighter than all the rest. The wise men came so stern and strict, and they brought the order to evict.
Oh.
Yikes.
And that just captures my mood at this time of year so succinctly.
not a real cheery guy around Christmas time, Mark. All right. So I brought a couple of songs that I like too. And it is true that I seem to have moved. I used to be more like the Pogues kind of guy, you know, and now I apparently have turned into this saccharine imbecile. But so this is a really cheerful Christmas song by Rosie Thomas. It's called Why Can't It Be Christmas Time All Year?
Wrap the tree around.
Okay, so I'm a little sappy.
No, I'm buying that.
You're buying that?
Yeah, the minute I get home.
That's actually a really catchy song. I would add that to the playlist.
Oh, wow. Oh, endorsements. All right. So our number is 860-275-7266. Actually, I found that through one of those Insidious paste collections.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah. And it was the only Christmas song on that particular paste collection, but there it was. And it really did sort of jump out at me. We're talking to Joan Holliday from the Happy Club, Eric Danton from the Hartford Current. Check out his blog and check out his stuff in the Current itself. And we're talking about Christmas songs and Christmas songs, pop Christmas songs that we actually like. And we want to know what songs you like, too. Here's Ruth from Canton. Hi, Ruth.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I have to admit, I'm kind of a Christmas, music grinch. I don't like Christmas music that much, except for a select few that remind me of sitting in front of my family's pilfered California pine tree with the big honking bubble light.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a few songs that got my heartstrings. But my kids currently have turned me on to this new song, and it's going to reveal my six-year-old character. But I love the Don't Be a Jerk. It's Christmas song by SpongeBob.
Yeah. I haven't heard this song.
I think it's awesome. It's a great summation of why you just shouldn't be a jerk during the holidays. It is so good.
Could we just backtrack? Did you say your pilfered Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah. I grew up in a hippie commune, so we used to go up in the woods and we used to cut down our own tree and use bubble lights. So, the things that remind me of those big old bubble lights, they're the ones that make me happy. But for the most part, I'm kind of a grinch.
So by pilfered, we mean you would go to other people's property and cut down
actually,
their Christmas
tree. Actually, it was state park.
Oh, state woods. Oh, well, those belong to all of us.
That's what I was going to say. This land is your land.
Why not just go out there and
Woody
cut the
Guthrie would approve.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Thanks very much. I don't know the song, but Eric does. And
Go find it. It's awesome.
It's pretty funny.
All right. So that's Ruth from Canton. We've got so many songs we want to get through, and we turns out this is something people like to talk about, so people are calling up here. Let's go to, I'm really looking forward to this one. This is on Joan Holliday's list. It's by Fountains of Wayne. We like Fountains of Wayne anyway.
Yes,
and I do know this song. It's called I Want an Alien for Christmas.
This year for Christmas, there's something I'd really like. So if you're up there somewhere, Santa, please don't
You sort of can't go wrong with Fountains of Wayne anyway.
No, you can't. It used to be my kids' favorite when they were little, and now they're teenagers, and they're like, yeah, whatever, but I still love it.
Yeah.
No one cranks out the power pop like those two do, like Chris Collingwood and Adam Schlesinger. They just have almost unerring instincts.
Yeah. One of them helped write the Colbert music for his Christmas special, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, is that true?
It was probably
Schlesinger.
Yeah, it was Adam Schlesinger, yeah.
So we're taking your phone calls as well. This is all stuff, for the most part, that you can download on iTunes if you hear something that you like. We'll try to push the list of songs we played up on the website later on today in case you missed something. But so far, we've listened to The Pogues, Singing Fairy Tale of New York, John Wesley Harding's Talkin' Christmas, Goodwill Blues, I Want an Alien for Christmas by Fountains of Wayne, and Why Can't It Be Christmas Time All Year by Rosie Thomas. We're certainly, all right, yeah, we got to talk about this. We got to talk about this. Tim in Newtown. Hi, Tim.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good, great, thanks.
What's on your mind?
There is a song that I just love. I've only ever heard it on this kind of weird Motown sampler album I got a long time ago, and it's James Brown. It's called Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto Tonight.
That's right.
Oh, that's a
good stuff.
Song.
There's one in that vein this year by Sharon Jones, who is
Dat Kings.
Yeah, sort of not quite a Motown revivalist, but she's singing music that sounds like it was locked in a vault for 40 years and was just recently discovered. And it's called "There Ain't No Chimneys in the Projects."
Excellent. Actually, all right, I just wanted to point that one out. Somebody's got to get that.
Absolutely. And actually, that probably wasn't released on a Motown label either, the James Brown one. But, I watched the Motown artist there. There was some football game recently. It was like maybe the Lions game on Thanksgiving Day or something. And they had this showcase of the new Motown artists, you know, who are all like 20 and 21. But they were singing the music of the old Motown artists. And for the most part, this wasn't a good idea.
Really?
That rarely works out.
You don't want to go out there and knock out some Marvin Gaye stuff, you know, if you're like the new kid at Motown. It just, whoever thought up that idea, not good. Let's go over to Eric Danton's list, and we've got I assume these yeses are from P.T. Scahill. So he likes the Christmas song by the Ravenettes. Oh, he doesn't know where it is. Tell us about the Ravenettes.
They're a Danish duo, two men and a woman. They flesh it out with other people when they tour, but it's very 80s inflected, a lot of reverb, kind of in the vein of the Jesus and Mary Chain. And really good pop stuff, kind of garage pop with a lot of reverb.
All right, here we go.
All the lights are coming on now. How I wish that it would snow now. I don't feel like going home now. I wish that I could stay.
And the bridge actually gets into the whole Copenhagen global warming talks, too. I like that, though. It's evocative. I saw Joni put the thumbs up on that one.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
I think she started on her list, so I'm doing well with Joan today.
Yes, you are.
Joan's going to be spending some money when she gets home.
All
right. We knew we were going to have this conversation pretty soon today. It's time to do it. Here's Skip from Goshen to get us going. Hi, Skip.
Yes. Hi, Colin.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Well, Bob Dylan's Christmas album.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's his only album. He's got some old-time favorites on it, some great orchestration with, a song like Must Be Santa. And it's kind of music that you might want to hear if you were, if I were down in Tucson where I used to live in a bar on Christmas alone.
Well, Must Be Santa is the one that we for some reason or other, we didn't burn any of this because, I don't know. Well, Must Be Santa is the one that kind of sounds kind of Zydeco, right? Is that the one? There's one that kind of has
accordions. It's got accordion to it.
Yeah. And so I like that one, but I Joni, you like it. It's Dylan, right?
Well, I like it because I really love the Zydeco rockin' kind of bar sound. You're right. It sounds like it should be in a bar, which I like. You know, it sounds also really festive, and I love Bob Dylan, so he kind of gets a pass for me.
I mean,
also on YouTube, Must Be Hanukkah, which is a takeoff on
Yeah, and there are a couple of videos up on YouTube from that, including, I think, Must Be Santa was up as a video. And it had like people all over this house, this kind of big, interesting house.
Swinging from chandeliers.
The end of the video.
Yeah.
It was good.
It made me wish that I was spending Christmas with Bob Dylan, which is something I never would have thought before.
Well, but, you know, Bob Dylan's given all the money from that to charity.
Well, you got to like that. Yeah. I did the very unfair thing of going on iTunes and listening to the 30-second clips of the other songs, and I thought, okay, I mostly don't want to hear these. Because it just sort of almost sounded to me, it seems to me that when he covers actual Christmas carols, for example, it just sounds almost like somebody doing an SCTV routine about the Bob Dylan Christmas album. It sounds like something somebody would do, kind of. You know?
He could be on with the NPR women.
As great as Dylan has been over the years, I just don't really think he has any business making a Christmas album.
Like the herald angels sing, glory to the...
Maybe he should make an album or just do one tour where he sings the songs the way he used to. You know, that would be a Christmas present for all Dylan fans everywhere.
It would be. And the other thing about this is, obviously, you like whatever you like. And really, I like some really horrible Christmas songs because, you know, I don't know, they caught me at the right moment. Sometimes it's the mood you're in when you hear them and stuff. You know, for the most part, we're not going to play those. But all right, well, here's another one. This is one that people will, I think, debate, and it's Stan from Wallingford, I think. Hi, Stan.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to say, to piggyback on the gentleman that called earlier with the Beach Boys getting a free pass, mm-hmm. I think the worst example of a free pass is Paul McCartney's "Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time."
That is a terrible song.
Oh, yeah, and I love it.
Oh, that's nails on a chalkboard for me. I just can't even get through it.
I totally agree with you.
And one that is just the most underrated, I believe, is Billy Squier's "Christmas Is the Time to Say I Love You."
Oh, I don't even think I'm aware
of
that.
I know that song.
It's got a bluesy feel to it. Maybe, you know, it's definitely a rock and roll song. But and it's hard to find. I can't find it on iTunes. I can't find it anywhere else.
Right. Well. Yeah. You know, in terms of the McCartney song, it's not a very good song, but and maybe it is one of these. I think with a lot of these artists, if you love the artist, you kind of give them a pass on it. And I mean, if you really want to be annoying, if we decided to do a completely separate show that would be really annoying Christmas music, I actually have the Rippingtons covering that, and that really is annoying. But I mean, it is also one of those things where the song kind of conveys a certain quality that McCartney has that, you know, sometimes he just kind of has. He's like one of his own sheepdogs or something. He's just kind of happy and happy in a not particularly thoughtful way, and he's bounding all over the place and stuff. And
that's a great description.
Yeah, which is why I like it, really.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a really good song, but, you know, what are you going to do about it?
What about the show of inappropriate holiday songs? I went through a few that I thought about bringing in, and then I thought, you know, I probably shouldn't bring that one in. thinking of Tom Waits' Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis.
In fact, Anastasia called, and she loves Tom Waits' Christmas songs. I guess there's more than one, apparently.
I guess there's
Or maybe
some others,
he does a whole Christmas album, too, you know?
Deck the halls with green chartreuse. We're joined by Eric Danton and Joan Holiday from the Happy Club. We're talking about holiday music, and we'll be back from this break after our gargle.
Charlie, I'm pregnant, living on 9th Street, right above a dirty bookstore off Euclid Avenue. I stopped taking dope, I quit drinking whiskey. My old man plays the trombone and works out at the track. He says that he loves me, even though it's not his baby. He says that he raised him up like he was on some. He gave me all over the place. Take it easy, what you gotta be so absurd?
that you take me to the park, boy. It's Christmas time, ain't no clowning around. If you think you got something to prove, boy, Santa Claus is coming to town.
That's one of mine. It's Sufjan Stevens. I actually, he sounds kind of to me like Ray Davies on this. He sounds like a, almost like an obscure Kinks song or something. And I actually am surprised this isn't more popular. It's called Get Behind These Santa. I don't know. I was sort of, the first time I heard that, I thought, oh, that's going to be a Christmas classic. It'll be sort of an alt-rock Christmas classic. And then I turned out to be wrong.
Actually. When did it come out?
A couple years ago, maybe 2-3 years ago, I
he
think.
He put out sort of a big Christmas collection.
He did. And like a lot of current, he did. It was this very weird, eccentric Christmas collection, a lot of which, in Sufjan Stevens fashion, is not all that fun to listen to.
This is the most that I've ever liked him, is this song right now, yeah. Right here in the studio.
I like him, but I have never heard that, and I like that a lot.
The a lot of it, there's you know, a semi-obscure carol that all the sort of alt-rock kind of people and Sting and people like that, and we should talk a little bit later about Sting's CD, this very weird, dark Christmas CD, like if you're really depressed already. There's a song called Aloha, a Rose Air Blooming, which Sufjan Stevens does too, and he actually does sort of, I mean, you know, Sufjan Stevens is so weird, it's like everything has banjos where you would never put banjos or something. There are always things like that.
Always showing off.
Yeah. Well, he almost makes kind of these strange instrumental choices almost out of sheer perversity or something, just to sort of see whether you can take it or not.
I call it affectation, but yeah.
Yeah. So Joan Holliday is here with us from the Happy Club, Eric Deaton. Let's talk to, I don't know this song at all, but here's Kate from Colchester. Hi, Kate.
My favorite Christmas song is Christmas in the Trenches. It's a folk song. I'm not sure who recorded it first, about the World War on Christmas Eve, how they stood up and started singing their own Christmas carols. And you can get it on YouTube, and you can actually see a video where one of the guys who, I guess, might have recorded it first, sang it in concert, and men came up to him after and said, we were there and that really happened, and explained the whole story. I don't know how much of it is a true story, but yeah. It is an uplifting kind of view of a terrible wartime night, but it's a lovely song.
Oh, well, actually, that I'm driven to check that out.
I have heard that song, and it really is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it, too.
I mean, I think maybe one of the messages of this show, too, is obviously at Christmas time, you have a lot of Christmas music flung at you ambiently. And everywhere you go, there's Christmas music playing. And a lot of it is probably stuff that either you're tired of or you never liked it in the first place. But you can kind of seize control, you know, a little bit in your own life. Like, go find some stuff that you actually do like. And you don't have to take that first 20 or. And the other thing is, sometimes there are, as I think we've sort of alluded to already, versions of songs that are so weird or so perfectly the artist trying to overwhelm the material that either they drive you insane or they – like I happen to have – I have a version of Frank Sinatra singing It Came Upon a Midnight Clear, where the midnight clear is clearly in Hoboken. You know, it's like, it came upon a midnight clear. And I mean, but I really like it, you know, because it's Frank, you know. What's he going to do? All right. So we've got a lot of people calling in with some suggestions. And thanks for that one, Kate, Christmas in the Trenches. We'll go back to the lists here. And there's another one with a yes, Patrick Scahill, next to it. It's La Valse d'Amelie by Jan Tiersen. You want to tell us about this, Joni?
Well, Jan Tiersen is a guy who is just a phenomenal musician. Mm-hmm. And he wrote all the music for the film Amelie and has written a lot of other music besides that. But I just, when I listen to this song, I am in a dark winter's night with snow coming down out of the sky at me. I just think it captures the magical spirit of the season.
All right, let's hear it. I like this. When the strings came up, the beginning of it frightened me because anything that sounds like nutcrackers are coming alive and biting me.
And you think that might go on forever, and you're like, oh, no. Yeah. But actually, it starts out small and gets really full and lovely.
All right. We're taking calls at 86. Oh, yeah, I almost put this one on. I almost put this one on. As a matter of fact, it is one of the CDs out in the other room. We've got a call from Kathy and Kent, and we kind of do have to talk about this song anyway because it's another one that could almost kind of turn into a classic. Here's Kathy from Canton. Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi.
The one I'm thinking of is a Dar Williams song, and I couldn't remember the name, but Kyone remembered it.
Yeah.
And it's The Christians and the Pagans.
Yeah,
that's a great song.
I almost put that on, too.
Yeah. I had it on. I just decided not to load it in. We have so many songs listening to today. It is a great song, and it's about a young woman named Amber who's celebrating solstice somewhere in upstate New York, I think, and decides to get together with her family, her uncle, who's they're Christians, and they all get together around the table and have this kind of funny conversation.
I just love the narrative of it, and I like the way she sings. So.
Yeah.
I thought that was a good Christmas song.
Yeah. No, it is. And I actually find that song to be quite touching because it is sort of about how these people kind of put aside their differences a little bit and their, you know,
right.
The degree to which they find each other weird and they put it aside. And then one of the little kids says he wants to be a witch too. And and I think one of the parents says, we'll talk about this later. It is a great song.
The humor helps to keep it from becoming just treacly. It's a great balance of sentiment and humor.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
It's a terrific song. All right, we've got, let's go back to Eric Danton's list, and we've got Away in the Manger by Paul Westerberg. So tell us about Paul.
Well, Paul Westerberg was the lead singer of The Replacements, mm-hmm. sort of the touchstone 80s indie rock band. And since then, he's put out a bunch of albums, and lately he hasn't done that much. But last year on December 23rd, I got an email from the person who runs his website.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure it's an official website. I think he just deals with this person because it's easy. Saying there's this new three-song thing that he's done. It's available here for 79 cents, and the first song on it was Away in a Manger. And the idea of Paul Westerberg, legendary drunken Replacements leader, playing these shambolic sets, doing Away in a Manger, it was one of the most appealing things I've ever heard about any holiday song. So I grabbed it immediately.
Yeah, go ahead.
Paul Westerberg is the only thing that could have saved that song for me because that is a dirge of a carol. And
absolutely,
I hate singing it or hearing it, but I like that version.
Well, I think also I feel the same way about Little Drummer Boy.
That's dreadful.
I've now heard one or two, you know, versions of Little Drummer Boy that are such radical departures from the theme or the style of the song that they managed to kind of overcome. But there is something about the idea of the song that bothers me. There's something kind of mournful and wistful about the song that upsets me. but we all have these kind of visceral reactions to things. Let's, this will be an interesting one to discuss. Let's talk to Ivan in Middletown. Hi, Ivan.
Yeah, I'm a professional bass player, which don't be impressed. That means I get paid, not that I make my living.
Yeah.
But for like 20-some-odd years, I've escaped having to play Christmas music and always by the skin of my teeth. Last year, I wasn't so lucky, and I played in a band that did 60s stuff, but the venue wanted to hear some Christmas songs, so we had to learn a bunch. And The Carpenters' Merry Christmas, Darling.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like Karen Carpenter's voice. It's wonderful. That song made me want to tear my hair out, and I'm bald. I just got MP3s of the song, so I sat by my computer to learn and put the bass in hand and wrote out the chord charts. And that song actually has quite a few chord changes in it, and so I'm having to rewind it. And my wife comes in the room and is like, what the hell are you doing? She almost threw the computer out the window, and I was going to help her because I just wanted to die.
Holidays are joyful.
Yeah,
there's always something new.
Most Christmas music makes me want to. I mean, the only song I can think of while I was waiting on hold was maybe like the waitresses had some song, that cute little
Christmas rapping.
Yeah, that's my song.
I like that song. That's one of my holiday guilty pleasures.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Most Christmas music, though, this time of year, I try to turn the radio off.
You know, it's true that if you do go on iTunes now and just even scroll across the top where the latest releases are, there are like three or four compilations now. And it's what you were saying before, Eric. There's just so much stuff that kind of comes at you now with every obscure band in the world covering every song and a whole bunch of songs that you've never heard before. I mean, it really isn't the case anymore that there's only 20 songs and you're stuck with them. It's kind of the opposite.
There's so much to sort through now.
Yeah. So we're talking about Christmas. Okay, let's get Sting out of the way here. So Sting released what it is. I mean, first of all, there is a little bit of a vogue right now, I think, for very, very Celtic-sounding Christmas stuff. I mean, not Celtic-sounding like the Pogues, like you're drunk or, you know. But
not the good kind.
But really kind of primitive, you know, ancient-sounding Celtic stuff. And so Sting released this CD just quite recently. And, well, here, let's play a little bit of it, and then we can talk about it.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He caught it Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He caught it Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. When Joseph and Mary were walking one day.
Well, you kind of get the idea. And it's pretty, and it's nice.
Just untenable.
How do you really feel?
It's just untenable. And does he spell Joseph J-O-O-S-E-F? Joseph?
Joseph.
I like it, I have to say.
You know what? I'm a little bit divided on it. And there are a couple of songs on it that I have affection for. From that I've heard in other, I mean, a lot of them are traditional songs. Maybe they're all traditional songs for all I know. But there's one that actually Peter, Paul, and Mary used to do called Soul. And, you know, please good Mrs. a soul cake. Da-da-da. And, you know, I mean, it's nice. But I would say if I were depressed at Christmas time and I started listening to that, I would get a lot more depressed.
Oh,
yeah. It would be a good thing to play to have your excited children be able to sleep on Christmas Eve.
Right. Or yeah. Or if you think the most important thing about Christmas is it's really dark at this time of year, then this is the CD for you. Because the whole CD feels that way. It's like you just sort of feel the cold and darkness closing in.
Yeah, it is. It's like bleak midwinter that is.
And, you know, I mean, so if that's I don't hate it, but I don't find myself, you know, like loading it onto my Christmas playlist so I can bop around the kitchen to it either. You'd have to be in exactly the right mood. So we're talking to Eric Danton from the Hartford Courant, Joni Holiday from the Holiday Club, the appropriately named Joan Holiday from the Happy Club, excuse me.
It's the Holiday Club this time.
It's the Holiday Club? That's okay. And here's another one that I don't know, but I have a funny feeling, Eric. Well, it's from Jim in New Canaan. Hi, Jim.
Hi, I'm glad to hear a mention of the Pogues and Tom Waits and Paul Westerberg. A note on the Paul Westerberg song, it had a typo in the song list. It was listed as Always in a Manger, which I thought was kind of funny.
I didn't know.
What a drag.
But there is a Christmas classic on my iPod by our own reducers from New London called Nothing for Christmas that I always liked.
I don't know this one. Do you know this one, Eric?
No, I like the reducers, but I don't know this tune.
This was a 45 from probably 1986 or 87.
Wow.
And it's a great song, you know. The black sheep of the family is just getting dissed on Christmas.
So we actually, to get that, we have to go to John Cusack's store and find Jack Black, and he'll dig the 45 out or something like that. I mean, this is probably not something we can download. It doesn't sound like.
It was on their compilation, so there is a CD of it, and it is available. It's on their their Redux compilation.
And it's called Nothing for Christmas.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, at least one or two of us will probably try that out, just once again out of sheer cussedness. So we're here with Joan Holiday and with Eric Danton. We have a few more songs to play for you. And from Joan's list, well, you should pick. You've got three songs left here. You've got Queen, and you've got two songs by Mara.
Yeah, and the Queen song is, I love it.
Yeah.
It is not their Christmas single, thank God, because I think that is one of the worst Christmas songs ever.
Mm.
But this song was written by Freddie Mercury when he was dying,
mm-hmm.
and was in Switzerland, and it was Christmas time, and I mean, he was so ill, but he would get up to record. And he wrote this incredibly beautiful song about the beautiful world that he was about to leave, and I find it really touching.
All right, here's Freddie Mercury. Here's Queen.
Grown-ups are standing by. What a super feeling. Am I dreaming? Am I dreaming? Whoa, 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 whoa. In the air, what a truly magnificent view!
Dreaming.
A breathtaking scene.
The dreams of the world in the palm of your hand.
You know, I'm not a real big Queen fan. I love that.
You would love the whole song.
Yeah,
I guarantee it. It's on what is it? From Heaven? Something. Made in Heaven. That's the name of the CD.
I really love that. I mean, I wish you hadn't told. I wish you hadn't told me the subtext, but even so, I love it.
Actually, it makes it a lot more poignant.
Yeah, I guess that's true. We're going to take our final break. Joan Holliday is with us from the Happy Club. Eric Danton is from the Hartford Current. We're talking about holiday music. We'll be back after this.
Today's show was pre-recorded, so don't call in unless you'd like to sing All I Want for Christmas Is You to a busy signal. The show was produced by Patrick Scahill, Betsy Kaplan, and me. The part of Bill Curry was played by Mariah Carey. And now, back to Colin.
All right, so we are back. Eric Danton from the Hartford Current is here. Check out, will you be blogging or writing about Christmas music at all on your blog?
I really haven't decided yet.
Yeah. Well, maybe the show will influence you in some direction.
It could push me toward it.
And Joan Holliday from the Happy Club, the aptly named Joan Holliday. Yes, here's a slight oversight by all of us, but we sort of were thinking pop, and that might have been part of the problem. Here's Joanne from Simsbury. Hi, Joanne.
Hi.
What's on your mind?
You're neglecting CDs.
Yeah.
And I have three for you.
Okay.
The Chieftains' Bells of Dublin,
yep.
No one's mentioned. Sean Cohen has... the folk singer has holiday songs and lullabies.
Hmm.
And then Alligator Records has a terrific Christmas anthology of Christmas songs, if you want to bop, like you said earlier.
Yeah. Well, and like, who's on the Alligator Records thing? Like, what are the typical artists? Just one artist. I'm putting you on the spot. I do have that Chieftain CD, and
yeah,
it just, you know,
it really rocks.
If you're gonna go Celtic, you know, it's certainly a good way to do it. And a lot of people are super comfortable with getting that Christmas really, really Celtic. So maybe we can just do one last one from Joni's list. We got these two songs by Mara. Do you like one of them better than the other?
Well, Boozing It Up with Friends is Mara's explanation of what wassailing is, and it's not really a song.
Yeah.
But it is pretty funny, and it gives you a good indication of what their whole CD is like.
Okay, so you want to do that one?
Yeah, I think
even though it's not really a song. All right, let's hear what it is. Now you've piqued our curiosity.
Hey, put another log on that fireplace, somebody.
Yes!
Say, did you know that wassailing is an old English term for a night on the town boozing it up with friends?
No. Don't say. Well, we ought to get to a bit of wassailing ourselves.
Yeah! That sounds like a great idea, Tinsel. But first, a small tribute to a great Christmas songwriter, Mr. Johnny Marks.
Oh, yeah.
That's it? That's the whole thing?
That's the whole little clip.
Well, let's hear the Mara song then. I want to hear what Mara's... it's Mara?
Mara.
I don't even know anything about it. Who is Mara? Somebody tell me.
They're from Philadelphia and Brooklyn and have been around since, the 90s?
Late 90s was their first album, yeah.
Yeah. So let's hear the song. New York is a Christmas kind of town.
There's a Santa Claus down on Broadway, ringing a bell that cuts the air. Snowflake drops in, quietly plops down in the center of Old Times Square, where the lights are red and green, sir, and the workadays are winding down. Friends congregate, so don't be late.
Well, I can see I can see digging that song.
It's kind of fun to have the whole album on when you have it in the background with a party going on, because it's a really kind of a party CD.
All right, let's hear from Jesse from Plainsville. I'm not exactly sure where Jesse's going with all this, but let's see. Hi, Jesse.
Song that drives me crazy, and I'm not sure the name of it, but it goes, Merry Christmas, but I'm sitting this one out this year.
That's Christmas rapping.
That's the one by the waitresses.
Yep.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, yeah, I know that song. You hate that song, huh?
Ay, ay, ay. Oh, I used to work at a place, and we'd have to listen to this, like commercial radio, and they play that song so many times a day. One song I really do like, my parents used to listen to a lot of Stevie Wonder when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Someday at Christmas.
Okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, what is Stevie's Christmas song called? Or is there a whole CD?
He's probably got a whole record out, but the one song, I think it's called Someday at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a nice song. That's Stevie keeping it real. All right, we're going to get one... we have one call left. Probably we'll get Josiah from Cheshire. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I got two songs. One, it's the weirdest pedigree of any Christmas song, but it really is a good song, and somebody ought to do a cover of it. It's called Christmas Dream. It was written by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice for the soundtrack of The Odessa File, which is this spy movie from the 70s. And in the movie, it was sung by Perry Como. But it is a really great Christmas song. It's just, kind of hopeful, kind of cheerful, but it's got that melancholy underneath it. And it's a really good song.
It's called
Mother's favorite Christmas song.
It's called Christmas Dream? Christmas Dream, is that what it's called?
Christmas Dream. I guess, watch me now, here I go. All I need's a little snow. Starts me off. Yeah,
you get I'll look it up because Sting called me earlier today. He wants to put out another Christmas CD next year. He's looking for material.
Well, and it certainly got provenance.
Yeah. Just the backstory itself.
The words Lloyd Webber, Rice, and Como are basically like a force field keeping me from getting near this song.
But I like the fact that it's also on The Odessa File, which is such a Christmassy movie anyway.
And you have a lovely voice.
Yeah, it's good singing there. Excellent work.
And the other song that I wanted to mention was, it's a James Taylor song. It's, I don't think he released it as a Christmas single or anything. It's just off one of his albums. But it's called Home by Another Way. And if anything, it's kind of an epiphany song because it's about the wise man after Christmas.
Huh.
And it's about sort of getting on with your life after you've had the big experience of Christmas. Everybody's been all together, and then you've got to go home. And
the panel's not buying this. They're not going to listen to the James Taylor song. Or
well,
you already know it.
James Taylor kind of makes me cringe a little bit, but the idea of the song sounds good.
Yeah. But that's good. That's part of the crankiness of our panelists. We don't always like what we're supposed to like.
He makes my ears bleed.
So I want to thank Eric Dan, Joan Holiday from the Happy Club for joining us here today. I want to thank all of you who called up. I did say I was going to play one really annoying song that I happen to like. And I understand this is an annoying song. So here we go.
Wherever you are. Which means a very Merry Christmas. It's Christmas time all over the world, in places near and far. And so, my friends, wherever you are,
up with a pineapple.
That's right. Which means a very Merry Christmas to you. Everybody.
I am Kion Wolf. What rhymes with wolf? All right. My favorite color's orange. This is my favorite month. I give up.